Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning, good morning, good morning. And how are you this morning? Good morning, good morning. October 1st, believe it or not, 5 to September. And we're going to be welcoming good old October. That's Cardinals month, Origin month, Donner month. Believe it or not, we're into October. We can say Christmas is just around the corner. That's where we are. We are slated to have a good October, I would imagine, but the end of September would have brought some disasters. Hurricane, that is, but we'll get into that later. I just want to say welcome to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'll be your host until high noon, 12 o'clock in our neck of the woods. But before we do some housekeeping, let's go ahead and just open up in prayer. So we're going to summon Mr. Barber this morning. Mr. Barber, good morning. We're going to ask you to do the honorable prayer for us this morning.
Yes, good morning, Ivor, and to all the listening audiences out there. Good morning. Let's go ahead and approach the throne of God. Father God, we just give you praise. We give you glory because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you for being such a wonderful, loving, heavenly Father to us, dear God. Lord, you sight fit to wake us up this morning in our right minds, in health and strength, dear God. And we thank you that we have a Father that we can share all our cares and our burdens and our joys and everything, dear God. We just thank you. We love you so much. Most importantly, oh God, we thank you for that day that you went to Calvary's cross and you paid us in debt in full, past, present, and future, because you wanted a relationship with us. Lord, we love you so much, dear God, and we thank you for that kind heart and that the person who you are, dear God. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you. As we go into the message today, dear God, we pray that for those who will be listening out there, Lord, we pray for those who are down and out, those who are discouraged, for those who are sharing a joy this morning, dear God, we also pray for them. We thank you, oh God, for the ones who are incarcerated, dear God. We thank you that you are there with them. Help them to know that you're a strong tower, oh God, for us. Lord Jesus, dear Father, you said, oh God, in Psalm 23, Lord, that you are the good shepherd, and you said, The Lord is my shepherd, we shall not want. So whatever need that would be that we need today, whatever need it would be, whether physical, spiritual, we need healing, oh God, whatever we would need, help us to know that you are the great physician and that you are the shepherd. We thank you for loving us. We thank you again, and we give you glory and praise. May these words that are spoken today, oh God, be to your glory and your honor, dear Father. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I want to thank you for that. And for all the folks online, I want to say a pleasant good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. Again, this is Fabian Global Voices, your Saturday morning entertainment show. And as usual, we have our usual suspects on here already. We can see Donna B is here with us. And I'm looking for Mertrees. Is she here? Morning, morning. Donna B, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I am doing very well. And
nice.
How are you doing? Big Apple at this time.
It's fine. We have rain today.
Oh, you're raining today. Well, we're under cloudy skies here in Atlanta, Georgia. But we're going to heat it up. We're going to make sure that, well, the first I should ask if you want to play. I don't know if I must play. Wayne, Wayne, go away. Donna wants to play.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're having with us. I say good morning to her as well. Good morning, Marjorie. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. And how are you?
Oh, I am blessed. And so nice to have you this early.
Yeah, it's freezing up here. We are under some good showers.
We're having Donna say raining. You came and you say you're freezing. Well, I assume that you're in different parts of.
No, we're freezing. We're having rain. It's 51 degrees.
61 degrees?
51.
51?
Yes, 51.
Okay. Well, we're not far off. We're at 56 degrees here. But there's no wind. We really, you know, get that change. But nonetheless, we're glad to have you as usual. You're up, you're alive, and you're kicking. But as usual, we have to ask about Mama Bubsy. How is she doing?
We have disturbance. Can you hear me?
No, Mama Bubsy is what?
I was telling you, you have some disturbance. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, no, I have some soft music.
Mother Bubsy.
Yes.
Mother Bubsy is doing okay, thank God. She's all right. A-okay.
Okay, very good. Well, we hope you speak and say. We're going to be here until high noon in our neck of the woods. Simply put, okay. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours or so, and we ask that you speak and stay. As usual, we ask that you tell your neighbors, to tell your friends that we're here. And we're here every Saturday morning. As a matter of fact, welcome to October. That's the month that is running. It's running a distant third at this time because we know July and September. I go to September, but I have to see kind of keep up. But we want to welcome Donna's month. Donna, it is your birth month. Just around the corner. 70 is just around the corner. Yes, so I have to be careful how I pick and cardinal because I'll be picking on Sister Donna at the same time.
Yes, our month.
Yes. It's going to be a good one because September brought in some hurricane and all that good stuff for some folks and maybe some bad stuff for others. But I'm going to keep on saying God has never made a mistake. So whatever it is, we have to be thankful. And just then, nature is taking its course. I don't think it was a willful act on anybody's part. So we will just give thanks for the survivors and those who would have gone or had loss of lives or whatever. You, those who left the moon, we're going to hope that they're comforted. Oh, let me say good morning to Leon. He is with us. And Dennis is here in his PJs over there in Southern California. Good morning. Those are the heavyweights on the Block Talk Radio, the cricket show that comes our way tomorrow at 6 o'clock. In the PM. And of course, Dennis is a happy man. Jamaica, the land of wood and water. They've raised the title for the CPL 2022, I think for the third time. But we'll have some more on that, probably come around 10 o'clock. So, as usual, folks, you know, you can be a part of the show, 563-999-3693. You push the one, you'll raise the hand, and we will get you in. We'll get you in. You become audible. And of course, in the first portion, we'll have our inspirational portion. That takes up until 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, we'll be having sports in brief. Like I said, the heavyweights, they knock it out of the park on a Sunday. So we'll just touch on some topics and subjects and something in sport, but David should be coming in with us to tell us what's happening, or what would have happened, or what is likely to happen. We'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date that come to you. Compliments Audley Watson. He compiled those. Cardinal will be the one delivering those. We want to say good morning to him, as well as we say good morning to Sister Kathleen over there in the Virgin Islands. This is her portion, her section. I always check my phone to hear, to get a request from her. So I'll be doing that shortly. Expect to hear from Dawn and Debbie at 10:45 this morning. They were missing in action last week, but we took care of them from the back end. Hopefully, they'll be in good stead to tell us all the good stuff they have for the month of October. And maybe can tell us what would have transpired during the month of September. That's Leon's month. Well, it becomes my month, too, because I had a big, wonderful wedding in the month of September. So that's my adopted month. And of course, at 11 o'clock, the Cardinal would have a commentary for us. Plus, he'll be greeting his special fans. He has so many, but he has some special ones. And as Liam likes to say, there's no better sounding name than when you hear it on the radio. So with that, we just have to say, you too can be a part of the show, where you can call in with your concerns, questions. Hopefully we'll have some answers for you. Hopefully we'll hear from Lynette down there in St. Kitts. She's the roving ranger there for us over there in the Leeward Islands. She normally brings us up to speed, especially things that happen on St. Kitts and Nevis. So if you're listening at this time, Lynette, let's say good morning to you. I sure you are. Well, it'll be an open line type we're going to be having this morning when we get into the discussion at 11 o'clock. So whatever you care to bring to the forum, as long as it meets the broadcast standard, you will be audible. And we encourage you to be forceful with what you're saying, but just be respectful. Well, I think that's it for our housekeeping. Again, my name is Ivor Henry, and I'll be your host today. Father Null will be with us shortly. And again, spread the word. It's the way that we start. We start with a whole new world, or let's go the good old amazing grace. Ever and never.
I have already already come on. Twas grace that brought me safe this far, and grace shall lead me home.
Amazing grace, amazing grace. Beautifully done there. Amazing grace. Well, we have the request coming in from Kathleen. As usual, I know I have to look for that. She's requesting Psalm 34 by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. So here it is.
Deliver them.
Tabernacle Choir, especially requested there by Kathleen. All right, we're going to take it down.
I greet you this morning with the words found in Psalms 9, verse 1 and 2, where the scripture says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all thy wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in him. I will sing praise to thy name, O mighty God, giving thanks, singing praise, exalting the name of the Lord. This morning, I am mindful of the words of the song, No Not One. He said, there's not an hour that he is not near us. No, not one. No night so dark, but his love can cheer us. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our troubles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. You know, I want to pause this morning and just talk to you a little bit and express my appreciation to you in helping us to get the gospel across the globe. As I have said before, you and I may not be able to fly down to India. We may not be able to go to Russia. We may not be able to fly down to England or America or Australia or any of those places. But before we could even book our passage, if we got a loved one there, we can have the word to fly over there in seconds. So I want to thank you that you are partnering with us. I want to thank everyone that has a part in sharing these devotions. Forget about the person whose voice it is. Don't share the voice, share the word. I thank you. There are so many people that are listening because of you sharing. And if you are a new listener, I ask you to join us and share these devotions. I believe that this is the way that we can get the word across the globe. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You and I may not be able to go everywhere, but if we walk together, we can get the gospel everywhere. These mornings, we are looking at the matter of a true Christian and a false prophet. A true and a false. One of these days, based on the word of God, those who pretend to be true and are not true would hear the words, depart from me. And when one hears those words, depart from me, that would mean final sentence to a devil's hell itself. We looked at Matthew chapter 7, and we are still looking at chapter 7, and I want to read verse 24 to 27. The Bible says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon the rock. The important thing about God's word is not only to hear it. Yes, it is important to hear it. It is important to understand it. But the main thing is to obey it. And he said, if one hears his word and obeys it, he says, it is like a man who built his house upon a rock. And verse 25 said, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. As I go back and I take a look at verse 13 to 22 and read of the many who are on the broad way and will not enter the kingdom, is that their lives are not built on the foundation of Christ and his word. Notice what is very obvious. Both were builders. Someone hears God's word. So both sets, wise and foolish heart. Wise and foolish do hear God's word. They both knew the way of salvation. Secondly, they both decided to build and choose where that they had heard the word, the way of salvation. The wise man builds his house. Bear in mind, house here represents his life. But he built it on the word, or his joy was the word that led him to build on the rock. The foolish man, he also heard and built his house, his life. He thinks, though he does not build according to the word, he is safe because he heard the word. Both builders have confidence in what they are building. The difference is that the wise builds according to God's word, which he hears and believes. The foolish man also builds, but not according to what he heard. He believes whatever he believes is safe. Maybe he builds on the beach, more expensive property, so he looks good building there. I'm not sure that as you look at both houses, what all you'll see. You may not have been able to detect any inferiorities in any of the buildings. What I can see is that they were both built here on planet Earth, where wind blows, rain comes, and storms hit. This could surely look like they attended, no doubt, the same church or similar churches, or the same preaching, same word of God, listen to the same songs, same Bible study and fellowship with the same people. They both seem to build the same kind of houses, probably sang in the choir. From outside, they were much alike. Maybe the foolish house even looked nicer in the eyes of men. So one would ask the question, what was the difference? No one could tell the difference from the outside. Nothing was noticeable in the eyes of others. The outstanding point here is to realize that both heard the word. One acted in obedience, and the other went along doing what seems good and right in his own eyes, but in disobedience to God's word. The part that is most important to a building is the foundation one laid. As we have noticed, the wise chose to build his house upon a rock, while the other chose to build on the sand. To better understand this deeper meaning here, it is to build on Christ, the rock, which stands for obedience to God and his word, the bearer of God's word. In Matthew chapter number 16, verse 16 to 18, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The mark of a true child of God is not simply hearing and believing, but believing and doing. It is the doer of the word that are his disciples. Lord, thank you that you have given us ears to hear. You have given us a brain and a heart to understand. But God, I pray that you, as you move upon us, God, that we will be obedient. You have given us a choice whether to be or not to be. And I pray you'll help us to be obedient to your word, because pretty soon you're going to be here and we are going to be with you. Save those that do not know you. Oh, may they come to you for salvation, realizing that they are lost, confessing their sin, and asking you to save them. Oh, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins so that we could be saved. Meet the needs of your people this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May God bless you. Just before you leave, don't forget to share this with that friend that's on your mind. Have a great day in the Lord.
Yes, indeed. I want to pay compliments there to Wanda Bone. She would have sent me that. Wanda Bone of Nevis, St. Martin, and now Jacksonville. So let's see. I think Sister Bible has something to say about that.
Praise God for his word, how powerful and truth that is, dear God. We just thank you for truth. We God, that we can confess the word, Lord, that has help us to continue to be doers of the word. Praise God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. When your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, if you lay down your life for love so someone could be saved, a place for people like you. I've heard up there the trees are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your days down here are through, there's a place up there for people like you. Mm-hmm.
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Follow the footsteps of the King till you hear the voices ring. They'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan will be near. The sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine again.
Yes, indeed, you will never be unhappy again. Remembering Mrs. Eunice Francis, I'm going to play this next one for Mrs. Francis of blessed memory.
When you're up on the mountain, you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. You're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still
the God of the there'll be no charges. Telephone is free. It was built for service, just for you and me. There will be no waiting on this royal line. Telephone Jubilee always answers just in time. Yeah. Of this line to glory, I'm curling your soul. Storms and trials cannot disconnect the line, held in constant keeping by the Father's love divine. Yeah.
Yes, we're getting ready to rally. Rally. Rally on the West Indies and... All right, folks, we're going to rally around David Maitland. David, good morning, sir. And how are you?
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning. I'm doing good. Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Audley, Martrice. Good morning to each and everyone, wherever you are in the world listening. Good morning, good day, good evening, good night. But just want to say before we begin, Ivor, that we here in the South Florida area might have missed the hurricane by not getting a direct hit. On the west coast of Florida, did not miss it. Especially people in the Fort Myers area, Sanibel Island, places like those are decimated right now. As people describe it, looking like a war zone. I guess it's like
Yes, that is true. But David, just before you even in the sports, we know that they say God wear pajamas, but he don't sleep. Well, Dennis is over in Southern California in his pajamas, and he wants to know if you don't say good morning to people who wear pajamas.
No, I say good morning to each and everyone. Everyone, good morning, Dennis. Sorry if I missed out there. Good morning, thanks for getting up and listening to us in your pajamas. That's, you know, guy had a supporter there, so we'd like to say good morning to you.
Okay.
Also,
well, David, you must be a proud man and a happy man because you're lifting the golden trophy over there in Jamaica, the land of wood and water. What do you say about that?
As we would say, Ivor, we little but we talawa, you know. So,
little but we talawa. All right. Well,
yeah. But Ivor, just would like to say, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with all those folks over there where we went through Hurricane Allen, a couple of hurricanes, and we know what it's like. But that devastation over there in that part of the country is pretty much...
Yeah, Punta Garden would have got the brunt of it.
Yeah. So we just would like to wish everybody a speedy recovery. You know, it's going to be a while, and asking people to be patient and... you know, in waiting on the assistance to get there. It will get there eventually, but for now, maybe just to start off, it might be chaotic, but just asking everyone to be patient. And that note, I went up in that area because my son is living in Bradenton, Florida, and I went up there because he didn't have any power for a couple of days. I took a generator out there, and just one of the year that I passed, I noticed that there was water, tree on the I-75 coming back down the exit was flooded. This morning he sent me a video and saying that year they had to shut it down last night because of that river that was beside that highway that was overflowing onto the highway. So even though the hurricane is gone, it's still causing pain and misery. But I just would like to move into sports, and I'm going to talk about local sports right now. Actually, before I go in that, let me do the Bartlett's Premier League. You might know last week was international break with the great one, Mr. Messi was here, and he played at the Hard Rock Stadium. I think they played against Honduras, who they won that game, I think 1-0. And they played against Jamaica later up in, I think in Texas, I think, and they won 3-0 with Messi scoring 2 goals. I'm not 100% sure of the Honduras game, but I know he had scored two goals into the Jamaica versus Argentina game. But for the Premier League, it's back up and running, Ivan. This morning, Arsenal put a whooping on Tottenham, beating them 3-1. Then at 10 o'clock, you have Liverpool versus Brighton. You have Southampton versus Everton, Crystal Palace versus Chelsea, and Fulham versus Newcastle. And at 12:30, you have West Ham versus, I lost my train of thought, West Ham. Let me see where I'm at, Ivor. West Ham versus Wolves today. And then tomorrow is a clash of the Titans, Ivor. My team, Man U, will be up against the unbeaten Manchester City tomorrow at 9. And, I see like there's some more games on today. Brighton is presently leading Liverpool 1-0. Southampton and Everton is still nil all. And Bournemouth and Brentford is also playing nil all. Yeah, so that's just from the Premier League. Or we go into local cricket, Ivan. Tomorrow is a big day in the South Florida Cricket Alliance / South Florida Premier League game. We'll be playing Atlantic CC at Tradewind Park, and that starts at 9:30. And the next game, which was the championship game, this is the first game, is they call it the Shield, the Premier League Shield, which I guess they're classifying these two teams as a lower tier team. They're playing for the Shield, but for the big game, it's Palm Beach Hurricane versus DCC. Ignite, and that should be a humdinger of a game with people like Ricky Naya, I know plays for BCCI, and Palm Beach Hurricane has a few Salmon there playing, so that should be a humdinger of a game at Tradewind Park tomorrow. Doubleheader there starting at 9:30 in the morning, the second game playing at 1:30. So that's what's happening here locally. Or internationally, Ivor, we have the West Indies women playing their second T20 game against New Zealand. West Indies women won the first. They made 115. They made 115 over.
That should be starting now, 10 o'clock, I think.
Huh?
Yeah, the second one should be starting now.
The second game started already. The first game, they made 115 with Aaliyah Alain getting 49 and Gailey Matthews getting 15 and Washada Williams getting 15 and Chenille Henry getting 10. Extras also came in every day, Ivor, with 10 also. Bowling for New Zealand, you had Amelia Carr getting 3 for 16 from 4. Fran Jonas getting 2 for 13. And Sophia Devine getting 2 for 15 from 3. When they batted, they made 114 for 9 in their allotted 20 with Anna Rowe getting 27, not out. Sophie Devine getting 23. And Isabella Gaze getting 15. And Maddie Green getting 11, and Lorraine Down getting 10. Those were the top scorer there in that game. are bowling for the West Indies, Jimmy Lenger. He got 3 for 26 for no four. And A5th Fletcher getting 2 for 18. So those are what's happening in that game. As I said, Ivor, you rightfully said that the second game has started. So that game is well underway. Also, the England decimated Pakistan yesterday in their T20 also. I'm trying to think if that's number three or number four of that T20 series that England is over there playing in Pakistan. But, I mean, they make light work of the runs that Pakistan made. Pakistan batted first, and they made 169 for 6 with Babar Azam getting 87. He faced some 59 ball. He had 7 4-3 6s. If Carr mid, he got 31, and Ida Ali getting 18, with Mohammed Nawaz getting 12, bowling for England. Sam Curran getting 2 for 26, and David Willie getting 2 for 32. When England batted, as they made short work of that runs, with Phil Salt getting 88 not out from 41 balls. He has 13 4-3 6s in that knock. And Alex Hale getting 27. David Milan getting 26, getting 26 not out. And Phil Salt also came not out with his 88. And bowling for Pakistan, Saki Sadab Khan getting 2 for 32. Also on that international scene, the Ivor, tomorrow India will face Australia with India leading 1-0 in that series there, Ivor. But getting on to the big game there last night, it was like, as the players said, it's like they were in Jamaica, just like when the Kalawas came here and they said they seemed like they were down in Trinidad or somewhere. I guess maybe because the Guyanese franchise owned team and the Kalawas had beaten their beloved Amazon Warriors, they came out in their numbers to support the Kalawas, and the Kalawas did not disappoint them. The first team who finished fourth to come and win the championship. That was an achievement. And when they needed to step up, the batters step up and the bowlers did the rest. Now, batting first, the Kalawas could only muster 161. No, I'm sorry. Barbados Royal could only make 161, which captain had said it, that they fell short because they should have, with the start that they got, they should have made more than that, but they didn't. They end up making 161 for 7 with Azam Khan getting 51. He had 51 from 40 balls with 4 fours and 3 sixes. Raheem Cornwall, he got 36 from 21 with 2 fours and 4 sixes. Skipper Carl Mears getting 29. And Jason Holder getting 17. Those were the main contributor with the bat. Now bowling for the Kalawas, Fabian Hallin put in a magnificent spell of bowling 4 for 24 runs, and he got 3 wickets. And Nicholson Gordon getting 3 for 33 from his overs. But I think people like Isman Ahmed Wasim bowled magnificently in his spell to restrict those guys, and now tighten the game up where those spinners perform well there in Imad. And he's been performing not only with the ball, but he's performing with the bat. And when the Talawas batted, they made 162 for two. With Brandon King, who made the most runs in the tournament, getting 83 not out. On 50 ball, he had 13, 4, and 2 sixes. Jamar Brooks, I wanted him to continue batting throughout the innings because he showed just like he's about to face some proper cricket. So, get to the ball. You know, 47 and 33 with 6-4 and 3 sixes. And Excels was the next best with 18. There was some 13 wides bowled by the Royals. Skipper Ravman Powell, that's 14 not out. So the Talawas easily defeated the Royals, Barbados Royals, with a wicket each going to Carl Mears, one for 14, and Jason Holder, one for 40. So we must say congrats to the Talawas for winning their third title there. And I'm telling you, Ivor, the Amazon Warriors, they were on a roll ever since they went back to Guyana. But I guess their match against Jamaica, they let Jamaica make too much runs in that game. And that's what put them out of that tournament there. But again, the Talawas seemed to peak at the right time and came out victorious. Again, congrats to the Talawas, Ivor. So that's what's happening locally. Perfect. Tomorrow, there's another game there, the India-South Africa game tomorrow. And they easily defeated South Africa in the first game because South Africa at one stage was struggling at 9 for 5, England making 100 and I think 1 or something like that. Not 100% sure of that. That was so pitiful in that game with South Africa and India there. They did not put up any fight in that game. That game was too easy for India. Okay, Ivor, so that's what's happening locally. Again, I'm sending our thoughts and prayers to the people over there, you know, on the west coast of Florida. In reference to what's happening there. Yeah,
but in the end, we shall prevail. This is just not cricket. This thing goes beyond the boundary. It's up to you and me to make sure that they fail. Soon we must take a sign or be lost in the rubble.
That's David coming in with sports internationally, regionally, and locally. And he sends his best wishes for the folks over there in the West Coast. So, David, it's not all times that the favorite lift the mantle, the trophy, because Barbados was slated as the favorites in this CPL this year, but they were dethroned. They were left and found wanting by Jamaica. Again, I'm going to say West Indies would have invested already in Powell. And for some strange reason, they went around the mulberry bush and discarded him as a captain. Well, he has gone to vice-captain in the 2020. But I think he marshaled his troop and all hails to him and the Jamaica Taliwas. Like I said, they had to dig deep. The battles came through for them. Brandon King, you know, he's been around. He's still a young man. I don't think that he should be discarded. West Indies have a way. People, but David, you should have something to say about that because he is a king, like King David. And that brings me now with Cardinal online here. I have a big question because a king is a king is a king and always a king. But do you know that the Pope is elected by cardinals? I don't understand. The Pope
really?
Is the high. Yes, he is the,
wow.
The leader of the Catholic Church, but he's elected by cardinals. So
wow.
This cardinal, you got to keep your eye on this man, you know, David. You got to keep your eye on him. Cardinal,
well,
good morning.
That's what you're saying, but I know cardinal is not, you know, so we know cardinal has something better to say about that.
Cardinal has nothing to do with election of the Pope. So.
Pope is elected by cardinal. I heard that. I learned that, you know, from the Catholic Church. If he wants to differ, he walking around here like he's not a big heavy tool, but he's not going to fool me. This man elected Pope Francis. Francis is a Francis is a Francis.
Yeah, but just to bring the listeners up to date, the Crystal Palace is presently leading Chelsea, 1-0. Brighton is up 2-0 against my brother's team, Liverpool. So as I said, Arsenal
did
is passing up 2-1 already.
Did you say down?
Yeah?
Did you just say that Chelsea is down?
One zip.
I think you're going to lose.
Brighton is leading Liverpool 2-0 at present, man. So
Omel is not going to be too happy with you either. So he's just the messenger. Omel has a representative on here. And you're not bringing so much good news here.
I'm sorry. Don't send a messenger.
Unmute yourself. We need to hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Cardinal.
Well, David, I'm happy. I'm really happy that you already know that Ivor always come out of the wrong side of history. So
yes,
he doesn't
yes,
talk
yes,
all
yes,
kind
yes.
of thing. You understand?
Yes.
So, David was king before there was a pope.
Mm.
So, you know, I don't know where he gets this thing about, you know, the cardinal principles existed before the pope was even thought about.
Yeah.
So, me don't know where he gets these ideas. Well, I know where he got them, but I'm forever asking him to abolish them and come out on the right side of history. But he continues, and that's his choice. You know, the man is somehow designed to be mischievous. As much you say, trouble is not just troublesome, it's troublesome. Mm. So,
I think Marty got the right idea, man.
He's not just troublesome. You know, like there are people who you know are troublesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Ivor is beyond that. It's your blood.
You got to
be a merchant, man. And as you always tell us, you notice that because from long as you know him, you always wonder why was one of his ears was longer than the other one.
Yeah. So he gets pulled a lot.
That's the one that's always getting.
Yeah.
So just to listen. You know what I mean? That's it. Okay. I am going to say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters of the Blog Talk Radio entertainment show, greatest entertainment show, brought to you by Caribbean Global Voices. and with your host, Ivor Henry. Say good morning to all the special fans, friends, and supporters, and thank you for coming in. With that said, let me go on and say good morning to those special friends who make it their business to keep us in line, and we sure appreciate that. So I'm going to say good morning to the people up in New York, Murchison, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babson. I'm going to go up to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma and Carlos over there in St. Martin. And, you know, Irma is reminiscing and feeling sorry about the people in Orlando at this time who are going through Ian. And she says, well, I'm hoping when you all say Irma and Ian, you remember that Irma and Ian begins with an I. My name, Irma, begins with an E. She makes it a point to say that, so nobody would confuse her with the Irma of devastation fame and the Irma who's a special fan of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. So I just had to let the other fans know. Don't get it mixed up. You know, not because Ivor is your host. You don't got to get as mixed up as Ivor. Good morning to the people over in St. Kitts and to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. Still romanticizing about her great vacation in Britain, the UK, and enjoying the comforts of being there for a while. Now, I'm here. Lynette, I have to talk this about Lynette. I'm here in a... expressing some thoughts about abandoning thinking. Dear you. Good morning, Lynette. I hope those thoughts would soon melt away with the glory of the Lion Mega Isle. Good morning to you and all the fans there. I'm going over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision, and particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going up to the UK. I'm going to say good morning to Omel. Omel is not going to be happy, and she's not going to be happy with David. She's just going to be happy about the circumstance of Liverpool, because David just told us that they're running behind Brighton. That's not to be accepted, and surely Omel would not accept that. I'm going to cross the channel and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. And we are wishing the brother well and hoping that he's maintaining as well as he possibly can. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, her little sister, Tanaya, and the brother. And I'm going to go on down to the Southwest Miami, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson, who comes to you that way, by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. I'm going to say good morning to the people up in Georgia. Monique, Edith, Barbara, morning to you. And I'm sure that you're having a great time over there. In spite of this threat of storm, yeah, you go, do like the people in St. Martin. Go right ahead and have a good time. Yeah, and we're listening for the travails of the people over there on the west coast of Florida, the Fort Myers area, the Orlando up north, the Orlando area. I spoke to my daughter yesterday. The hurricane landed a little bit west and north of where she is, so she's safe. But there are people, I understand, who are finding sharks, 4-foot sharks, swimming in their backyard. How does that come? Is there was a some kind of a tsunami or some kind? I don't know. Well, we got to wait for the reports and hope that the people in that area who have been afflicted by the hurricane, the storm, to recover and recover well. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And I got to remind you that she's still keeping me smiling. These days, she's making a lot of jokes about Ivor, but I can't tell you what they are. So, good morning, Yvonne. And I'm hoping that you are a great fan of the show and listening to Ivor and commenting on him and all that. And I'm going to say good morning to the fans, to the show's favorite inspirational hour fan, Kathleen. Good morning, Kathleen. Hoping that you have been a wonderful time in whatever you're doing. And with that said, good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the entertainment show, this Saturday morning. And I'm going to remind you that I will get a great show for you. So stick around, listen in, and join us at whatever point you choose.
And it's going to be even a better show, because we want to welcome October to the fold. And with that, we're going to go straight on to birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes.
Of course, October. October with all its glamour and substance. And, you know, you just get it. You just get a love October. And I'm hoping that Donna is somewhere around to come play either some of the music of October, all the wonderful birthdays, so that he can dance. But, you know, either one of them people, you're going to dance and say how great the party was. You're going to dance at the party, and when the party is over, he come back and tell you it was no good party. So I hope Donna can come and play the music. I hope Donna can come in and play the music and make him dance. You see? So there you go. Anyway, there are the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for October 1st, 2022. Compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. This is the 274th day of the year, and October has blessed the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show with the first day of the of its first day, so that we can get 5 days in October to bring you this wonderful show. Isn't that great? You got to say hallelujah to October for that one, and even for that. Okay, today is the birthday of Shama Brooks, out of the Caribbean, out of the West Indies. He's out of Barbados. And Alma Hunt, out of Pakistan. Saeed Ahmed, Nashid Ali, Arshad Pervez, Asif Ali, Rizwan Ahmed, Oruj Mumtaz, who's a female cricketer. Out of England, Tom Goddard, Mike Smith, Roy Booth, out of the USA, Jitin Patel, Lisa Ramjet, out of Australia, Mary Cornish, Chris Green, and Amit Bandara, out of India. Out of South Africa, Corey Van Zyl, Lizard Williams, out of Bangladesh, we have Nazimuddin, out of Sri Lanka, Ajit Werkodi, out of Afghanistan, Saeed Shozed. And today is the birthday of the 37th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. He's 98 years old, going up there in the numbers. It's also the birthday of Theresa May, the former Prime Minister, former recent Prime Minister of the UK, of Britain. Julie Andrews, actress, movie actress, remember The Sound of Music? He's 87. Richard Harris, also movie actor, he was born in 1930. Actress Carly Hughes, who's 40. Mark McGuire, a retired MLB, Major League Baseball. Remember, he was about to beat Morris's record, and later he was accused of using performance-enhancing substances throughout his career. Rod Carew, an African-American Baseball Hall of Famer, he's 78. It is the birthday of William Boeing, an American aviation and a pioneer who founded the Boeing Company. You've heard of Boeing, the Boeing 737, considered to be a name established in the aeronautics industry. Boeing. Well, that came from Mr. William Boeing. Bonnie Parker. You've seen a lot of movies about Bonnie and Clyde. Well, Bonnie Parker is a real person, and the movies of Bonnie and Clyde depicts some element of her gangster style. We don't know if it's true or not, but, you know, it's dramatic. Walter Matthau, American actor and comedian, was born in 1920. Tom Bosley, an American actor, he's from Happy Days. He was born in 1927. George Peppard, an actor, he's famous for the E-Team. American soul singer and songwriter Danny Hathaway. Remember him mainly with his duet with Roberta Flack. And there was some suspicion that he was murdered. He was born in 1945. Brie Larson, an American actress in the Captain Marvel comics. She's also a singer and director. And some other historical notes. In 331 BC, Alexander the Great defeats Darius of Persia in the Battle of Gaugamela. In 1569, the Duke of Norfolk was arrested by Queen Elizabeth I for conspiring to marry her cousin Mary, Queen of Scots. In 1653, the Russian Parliament accepts the annexation of the Ukraine. In 1800, Spain cedes Louisiana to France in a secret treaty. In 1814, the opening of the Congress of Vienna, Austria redraws the boundaries, the political boundaries of Europe after the defeat of Napoleon Bonaparte. In 1843, the U.S. imposes a treaty, and I like the way that is said, a treaty on the Winnebago Nation, the Winnebago Nation in Wisconsin. And the U.S. has been creating treaties with this nation of people since 1837. And you'd be amazed to see what these treaties were saying. What these treaties did was to threaten the Indians, to threaten the indigenous peoples, I should say, and force them to give up their land and then sign off on a treaty that said they had this friendly, amicable relationship with the United States. Now, talk about people who could make evil look good. Check the history out. In 1888, National Geographic magazine published for the first time, and I must say, besides the Treaty of 1837, there was also one in 1846 that kind of did the same thing repeatedly, you know. In 1888, National Geographic magazine published for the first time. In 1890, the U.S. Congress creates the Weather Bureau. Also in 1890, I'm not sure where this is, but I'm going to throw this in. The U.S. Congress and President Harrison created the Yosemite National Park. Now, the Yosemite Valley occupied by indigenous peoples for thousands of years. You know, and there's this interesting story behind this. And these are people who lived in harmony with nature. That was their premise. That was their ideology. So they found the land, the water, and all that to be sacred. So they preserved their habitat. Now, around 1846, when what was called the Gold Rush brought a lot of European settlers into the region, they came to pillage, plunder, and rape everything, including the land, in their pursuit for the fulfillment of their commercial objectives. So now, these people, the indigenous people, have been living there for thousands of years. They protected the land. They preserved it. They maintained it in a pristine manner. Now, the U.S. government, through Congress and its president, Benjamin Harrison, they are the ones who are given credit for protecting the land for public enjoyment after they are the same ones who raped, pillaged, and plundered it. I mean, this is an area known for its signature of the giant sequoia tree. I mean, trees that have been there for hundreds and hundreds of years. They protected and preserved them. And so rather than the indigenous peoples of the Yosemite Valley, you can credit for preserving the land, the ones who came and ripped it, pillaged it, plundered it, and were about to reduce it to nothingness. They are the ones who are given the credit for preserving it. Again, another example of evil being called good. Okay, I'm done with that little bit of history. Give me a chance to pick up where I think I got into my thing. In 1890, Congress created the Weather Bureau. In 1903, the first baseball World Series event game ever played, Pittsburgh Pirates beat the Boston Americans 7-3 at Huntington Avenue. Deacon Phillips is winning pitcher and Cy Young the loser. In 1907, a downturn in the stock market leads to a run on the dollar. U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt later calls on financier J.P. Morgan to help manage the financial crisis. Whoa. In 1908, Henry Ford introduced it as a Model T car. Its cost was $825. They say that's about $17,000 in today's money. But what do you have to pay for a car today? Over $25,000? Okay. In 1918, World War I combined the Arabs and the British forces under Lawrence of Arabia. And T.E. Lawrence captures Damascus, took it away from the Turks. In 1938, Germany annexes Sudetenland, one-third of Czechoslovakia, following the Munich Agreement. I wonder what kind of agreement was that. In 1939, Winston Churchill calls Russia a riddle wrapped in a mystery of inside an enigma. In 1945, world heavyweight boxing champion Joe Louis is discharged from the U.S. Army after being awarded the Legion of Merit. In 1948, California Supreme Court voids state statute banning interracial marriages in Perez versus Sharp. In 1949, the People's Republic of China is proclaimed Mao Zedong. And it's now, so October 1st is now a national holiday in China. Mao Zedong defeated Chiang Kai-shek, and his premier became Chou Enlai. Now, Chiang Kai-shek in this conflict was supported by the West, financially and militarily by the West, headed by the United States. Now, Chiang Kai-shek retreated into what is now Taiwan, that was formerly called Formosa by the British. Now, the United States, even though they know that Chiang Kai-shek's government was corrupt, they still went ahead and supported it. And after he lost, they started the offensive against the Chinese people on the premise that they were advocating a communist philosophy. No, so corruption is better than communism. And it's this offensive against the communist regime in China that led to the Korean War in 1952 and later on the Vietnam War in 1966, I think, or 68, something like that. So I'm trying to get people to understand how these things develop and how the good thing is made to look bad, while the devilish thing is made to look good. They say Satan appeared to Jesus as a messenger from God. Well, you're looking at it right there. In 1952, the 24th Infantry Regiment, last all-black military unit, was deactivated. In 1958, the first appearance of In God We Trust on the U.S. paper currency. In 1960, Nigeria gains independence from Great Britain. Another misnomer. In 1962, James Meredith becomes the first black student at the University of Mississippi, and they had to send the National Guard in to protect his entrance. In 1968, Guyanese government takes over the British Guiana Broadcasting Service. In 1975, it is the Thriller in Manila. We who were boxing fans, little or large, would remember the Thriller in Manila when Muhammad Ali stopped Joe Frazier floating like, well, how does it go, Ivor? Floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. Stopped smoking Joe Frazier in a 14-round TKO in the Philippines to retain his heavyweight boxing title. In 1977, Brazilian soccer great Pele plays his final game for the New York Cosmos in an exhibition against the Santos, a Brazilian club, in front of 75,000 people at Giant Stadium. 1,281 goals in 1,363 games. That's massive. In 1989, the U.S. Army General Colin Powell becomes the youngest chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the nation's highest military position, at 52 years old. And in 1994, South African President Nelson Mandela made his visit to the United States, and at a time when he was still listed as a terrorist on the America's no-fly list. Omel is saying that she's disappointed that Liverpool has given away two goals so early in the game, but I'm sure they'll work hard to pull the game back, and I'm confident that they will win. Well, she didn't say anything about Chelsea, so she's just disappointed with Liverpool. Good morning, Omel. We're hearing you. And that's it for your birthdays, anniversaries, historical notes, and your updated message from Omel. Back to you, Ivan.
Morning entertainment show. We are welcoming October, and they're up front and center. So I want to say good morning and welcome to both of you.
Good morning to the Good morning.
Best rate to the best show on the earth on a Saturday morning. And
yeah.
Thank you,
oh,
gentlemen.
Yeah.
And thank you, gentlemen. You are the most awesomest show ever. And just wanted to say happy Saturday to each and every one of you that's listening under the sound of our voices. This is Antigua and Barbuda Cares. We are in the diaspora that works with Antiguans and Barbudans on the island. We are here out in the world, and we're trying our best to support and to assist any, you know, social issues, ills that takes place on the island. We do it quietly, but we support. Just wanted to say thank you for always giving us the invitation to come on the show. Last week, we do apologize for not being here. Dawn was on her way to the airport, and I was hosting two students from Spain that they're trying to transfer from a visitor's visa to a student visa. So all the hiccups that could happened last Saturday. And so just trying to work out those kind of, you know, and stuff. Anyway, we thank you for always having us on the show. We pray that each and every one of you has had a productive week. And we pray that each and every one of you can, you know, just help out your fellow Antiguans and Barbudans. You can ship items. You can connect with myself or Dawn. We have three charity organizations that we support in Antigua, the Smile Foundation, the House of Refuge down in the Great Farm Green Bay area, and the Soup Kitchen down by the market area. And so each and every day we have a need that pop up that, you know, because of our humanitarian efforts that we're trying to work on, that we're trying to make sure that, you know, we're not going to make people's lives perfect, but we can help in some small way to add a little quality to what they're doing. So, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, thank you for all who have been listening to us, all who have reached out to ask questions. We're getting ready now to do our Independence Day food fair and our Christmas drive. And so we'll have the letters out to you, gentlemen, by Monday, just to put the letterhead on and the logo on it, which has been already done. But I've been so inundated with things that now it's on top of me that we have to get this done. We thank the Authentic Caribbean organization for donating 200 book bags. Just heard from Pastor Pete this morning that they have arrived. He will be picking them up next week. And so we have 200 book bags and school supplies that will be there for students who are in need. So this year we were able to get close to 260, 270 book bags down to the islands filled with back-to-school supplies. And we thank once again Veronica Anthony and her group in Florida. And we thank Authentic Caribbean for stepping up and assisting us with that. And if, for all those who are listening to us, if you have any connections with food vendors or hotels, please reach out to them, ask them to donate a dish to the soup kitchen down at the market for the Independence Day celebration, because they do have a food fair on the island, but they charge. But this particular food fair that we are hosting is free of charge for all who cannot afford to pay for a plate of food. So I just wanted to put that down there. I can be reached at 845-820-6598. My name is Debbie Simon Campbell, or my email address is Debbie, DebbyCampbellNYC at AOL.com. Also, just wanted to say happy birthday to all who have celebrated birthdays this week, and all who are looking forward to another milestone next week, anyone who celebrated anniversaries. And I pray, I have a prayer list with over 70 people. And I, you know, dear God, under the sound of my voice, reach out and touch every one of them with healing, jobs, business opportunities, et cetera. Whatever their needs are, I'm asking God to meet them at their point of need. And just so want to say thank you again. Dawn?
Hello, good morning. I'm so happy to be here on, and we missed you last week, but we've already apologized. We had so much things going on. But I'd like to also thank this radio station for being in supportive of us every Saturday to be on the show. I believe you guys are being heard because there are different people that have listened in to you. So I'm really happy about that. Also, I would like to thank the Smile Foundation in Antigua. This week, they provided food at the soup kitchen, and also the Big Banana in Antigua who provided that food to her so that she was able to feed the people that need it, and also to Pastor Pete for continuously working with us and getting everything that we sent down there to him together so he can be able to give it to the people that are in need. So we want to thank them both for being patient and kind enough to keep on this journey with us. And anyone who's listening today, do know that we do thank you for taking the time to understand what we are doing, and we are going to be continuing this process. Right now, as Debbie's saying, we are working towards getting something for November 1st as we celebrate independence. Then we're going to be doing something as well on the 2nd in Barbuda to celebrate Children's Month. So we have a lot of things on our plate, and we do thank the people who are sponsoring us in any kind of way, be it monetarily or be it sending a barrel home. I do have someone that is doing that right now in St. Croix. They are going to be sending some things to Antigua. So we are constantly getting either requests from Antigua for needs or people that are interested in helping us. So we do thank all of them. And also we are going to shout out to our people in Florida. We know there's a lot of Caribbean people and a lot of Floridians that have suffered through this hurricane that we just had, and we're praying for strength for them, and we're praying that the government will help them get what they need, because we can't do without food and water and clothing. And so right now we are praying for them that everything will get back to a normalcy, and that anything that happens in the future in Florida, that they'll be able to get the response that they need. My name is Dawn Cochrane. I am from Antigua. My phone number is 785-554-5628. My email is Kirton, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. If you'd be interested in sending me something by email that you would like to discuss, or something you'd like to send, be it monetarily, or if you just want to ship something home at some point, just let myself and Debbie know. Anything else, Debbie?
No, thank you. That's it. Once again, praying for everyone in Florida, and we thank you guys. Have a great week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, last week, we had a cardinal last week representing. So we can call it what? Man Queen. He came and represented the Antigua Care very, very well last week.
Thank you for that.
Yes, you will not be left out. We understood it was beyond your control. And again,
that's right.
September with a bang, with under the voice of Mr. Cardinal Mills. As usual, we want to thank you guys for coming too. And of course, Christmas is just around the corner. Before you know it, it's Thanksgiving and independence for Antigua and Barbuda. So I'm sure you guys are going to be doing something special for maybe the independence. Let us know. We'll just accommodate as much as we can.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Once again, thanks for coming. So let's go on over to the band.
Together we'll cry happy tears. So the name
tunes for you, and that's the theme song for Debbie and Dawn when they come on the Saturday morning with Antigua and Barbuda Kids. Well, folks, you would have heard the voice of Debbie and Dawn giving their support to the less fortunate, those who are in need, and we urge you to make your contributions, whether monetarily or by a way of clothing, food, or what have you, or even in prayer. Debbie and Dawn, we ask you to pray for the folks over there on the West Coast, over in Florida, and now Ian makes his way up to the Carolinas, so we ask you to keep those folks in your prayers as well. So with that, folks, guess who we found online here, Cardinal? None other than Lynette, I said the Wanderer, the UK, representing Queen Elizabeth. Although she's gone, she says, hail to the Queen, hail to the UK. Lynette, good morning. Cardinal wrote those lines for me to say. Don't worry about it.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Representing the Queen, huh?
That's what he said.
I'm representing the Queen of the world, that's women. Especially the strong ones. That's who I represent.
Well, talk to him. Let him know what you represent, because he seemed to have a different view. And
okay.
You wouldn't believe it, but David was joining him too, you know. This morning in your absence, man, David say, Colonel, I can't believe that Lynette is still upholding the Queen, even though she's dead and gone. David is asking when you're going to give repatriation. But David is something else, man. I'm telling you, man.
Well, I listened to David, and he didn't say not a thing or so.
I'm not responsible for what you heard.
The local plan.
I can only do what he said. I don't know what you heard.
Oh, that's what you heard. Okay, Cardinal, we're not responsible for what I've heard.
Yeah, and
right.
I can only tell you what
there. Selective hearing, so we leave that alone.
I don't know.
To everybody, Virtues, Cardinal, good morning. Thank you for the greetings, Iva. We leave Kathleen for last. Hello, Miss Kathleen. How are you?
If you want to say leave the best for last, say so. Don't say leave Kathleen for last. That's not how we go. It says leave the best for last.
So if she says to leave the best for last, how anybody is going to know that she's not talking about me?
No, it's only one best. It's Kathleen. It's only one best.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If she just say she's leaving the best for last, how anybody is going to know that she's not talking about me? So
well,
she
has
to say
Kathleen. If they didn't know it's Kathleen, they ought to know. And if they ought to know, that means they knew.
I need that phrase again. If they are to know what?
If they are to know, they knew.
And if you didn't know, now you know.
If they are to know, they knew.
They knew.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. Somehow I like that.
Yeah, but that's the ever-seen rule. That's right.
Oh, that's the ever. Okay, they have to know the new. Okay.
Yes.
I wanted to remember it. So I'm glad that you revived it and remind me what it says and who said it. Okay.
Yes.
If they have to know, I have to learn that one.
Yeah. I'm going to do David and say good morning to everybody around the world. See, we're missing nobody right there. Everybody right there.
That's what you think?
Okay.
In same case, it's too hot. I heard rain about an hour straight yesterday, and the place was flooded. Amazing. I've never seen that in an hour.
But you know what? It was raining in the mountains, and you didn't realize it. That's what it was.
Yeah, but when it rained in the mountain, we expected guts to run.
Well,
so that's normal, but to get all along the Bay Road by the Pelican Mall, when I reach home, people sending me all these videos. I was like, for real? When I just looked down, everything was good.
The place is
It's saturated. That's what it is. You see, the place.
Anyway, it subsided quickly, so that was good too.
Okay.
Okay.
I know Maureen came. I know it's extremely hot here. Ooh, it's
okay.
Overcast, but hot.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's try and go ahead and get to his commentary, and then I will just let him know what you said about. Okay, Colonel, do your commentary, and then I'll see what I have
okay.
to say afterwards.
The biggest
now,
troublemaker.
Hey, you know, I'm going to incorporate this commentary into our topics for today. And, you know, we made a mention or reference to Hurricane Ian's touchdown in Florida in the Fort Myers and Orlando areas. It's really took us back to 2006 or 2005, you know, when we saw the devastation after Hurricane Katrina. Let's look at what's going on over there in Italy. And maybe in other parts of the world. In Italy has just elected a new prime minister. Her name is Giorgia Meloni. Did I get that right? Giorgia Meloni. And she is openly fascist. And you know what fascist means, okay? If I don't have the opportunity right now to define fascist ideology, but if you can recall all of the things you have heard on the news channels and documentaries about Adolf Hitler, now this young lady is following in the footsteps of one of Adolf Hitler's, should I say, partners in crime, the former prime minister of Italy, Benito Mussolini. You know, Mussolini was the fascist leader of Italy during the Second World War, and he shared the same ideology as Adolf Hitler. Now, we know that the Western world have declared Adolf Hitler to be the poster boy of crimes against humanity, even though that he may be one of the agents in that process. I don't think that he should be considered the poster boy, since there were so many others alongside him, including those who were fighting against him, who had the same disposition. They just didn't say it as openly as Hitler did. Now, this young lady has risen to the position of the Prime Minister of Italy and is advancing the same fascist ideology. Let me share with you a quote from Mussolini. He says, "We do not argue with our opponents. We kill them." That kind of commentary should give you an understanding not just of the person who says it, but of the ideology that contains it, wherever that ideology comes out, whether it comes out as conservative ideology, right-wing ideology, or whatever ideology supports that kind of idea. Now, for this young lady to make it to the presidency or the prime ministership of Italy at this time in history says volumes. about what's happening in this world today. Because, like it or not, you can see the same thing developing here in the United States that has, over the years, lauded itself as the architect of human liberty all around the world. In the meantime, it is supporting the destruction of people all around the world. Now, I'm not sure, and we haven't heard a whole outcry about this. So, what are we going to support? I mean, Lynette just mentioned she is supporting she's representing the strength of, I should say, she's representing strong women all around the world. So, should we celebrate with Italy because it decided to elect a woman? Should we denounce Italy for electing a fascist to power? Now, it was October 1st of 1946 that the Nazi war criminals were sentenced to death after the Nuremberg trials. But look, fascism remains intact. It remains alive and well. And so the question is, when we have a reaction to these incidents, are we really advocating for the changes that would prevent these incidents from occurring? And I would invite people's commentary on something like this. Because, as you know, in Florida, in Gadsden County, Florida, and you all know of the history of an organization in the United States called the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. They were of a fascist ideology. Now, in Florida recently, in Gadsden County, a county that is 55% black, a Jeffrey Moore on the board of county commissioners appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis. He recently resigned from this five-member board after a photograph surfaced showing him in a KKK uniform. And he's on the board of commissioners in a county with a majority of black people. Is his resignation enough? And Ivor just told me something that I plan to hang on to. Did Ron DeSantis know of this man's KKK fascist disposition? Because it seems to me that Ron DeSantis shared that ideology.
He ought to know.
I'm gonna say, if he ought to know, he ought to know.
He knew.
And if he ought to know, he knew.
He knew.
So he knew. If he ought to know, he knew. But he shares that same disposition. And so, what does the resignation of Mr. Jeffrey Moore bring to the safety of black people in Gadsden County. What about the other people in Florida and in Gadsden County who share that disposition but are in positions of authority, positions to make decisions on the life of black people, whether they are individuals or groups or collect or the entire collective? Is that resignation enough? Because as we see, the trial and sentence to death of the Nazis in 1946 did nothing to curb the presence and expression, social expression, of a theory that destroys.
Well, folks, you've heard we're going down the hill fast, and next we're going to be going up the hill to the top of the hour when we would leave here at 12 noon. But just before we bring Phil, I think we have Phil in line with us. You have just heard from there. Straight out of the same question.
I'm Eric, host of the
Empire Show. Okay. Kathleen, you did it. We have the woo woo. Lynette, we don't have no more cock points.
I'm not hearing that very well.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you didn't hear it too good?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay.
The only program that helps you to train your dog using the same secret technique.
Okay. You're training dogs. You're training dogs. Woo, woo, woo.
Who's training dogs?
I just saying good morning to Kathleen. It's okay. That's all I'm saying.
That's in a troublemaker. Tell him who it is.
Hey, listen, Phil. Good morning. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm fine, thank you.
And I know you feel that so because you heard the dogs barking and you heard Lynette's voice.
Yes, Lynette. Lynette, how are you? How are you today?
Oh, hello, Phil. How are you, my dear? You good?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you. And you're doing well, I imagine.
Yes. I am excellent. I'm excellent, doing great. I can't ask for better.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm appalled at the fact that Rome is planning to elect a prime minister who is so fascist in her ideology, you know?
No.
Because Rome is supposed to be the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church. Huh? Eh? That's so?
Well,
how is that going to work?
Has
she been elected already?
This is not Rome. She has been elected, Phil. But this is not Rome. This is not the Vatican. You know, remember, the Vatican has its own place. The Vatican is its own sovereignty.
Yes. Yes.
We're talking about Italy.
I know.
You know
Rome
is the
capital of Italy, right?
Right. Huh? But The Vatican has its own sovereignty, separate from that of Italy.
I know that.
Okay.
But it is still a part of Italy, huh?
Right.
It's still a part of... So how is that... Has she been elected prime minister already?
She has been elected prime minister.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
It's all over, including the shouting.
We need to do some real hard praying here. I believe in God so much that I don't always serve him as I should. But I believe that God can move a mighty mountain. He can let the devil put his foot in his saddle and go away, leave the place. if enough Christians pray and get that woman out of Italy, Rome, wherever she is, a part of Italy, and get her out, that is the only solution I see to that problem. God said, God, you coming in?
Yeah, we're going to see. Need some good tips. Let's come back to that. We'll come back to that.
When does someone really become a good citizen? I'd like to know for sure. Why, when the ordinary man disagrees with the establishment, they call it treason. Why should they persecute a brother for seeking black power? Don't they know a blind man could see that this is blatant hypocrisy? The real traitors and them are all high in society. Yet the government protecting all of them and penalizing you and me. And in a million different ways they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. They sell in black market, making excess profit, paid a starvation salary. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery. They say you have the right to criticize, but then you are victimized, and without any reason. Many a time you find yourself politically paralyzed by that same good citizen. Yet these fakes and phonies enjoy a long life of luxury where they spread corruption throughout the country.
Yeah, this power there singing for you, good citizens. When does someone really become a good citizen? But we have Dennis. He's coming in with us all the way from Southern California in his PJs. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Ivor. Good morning to your listeners. And, of course, I wanted to ask Cardinal if he can give us some clarification. I read earlier that Meloni was the prime minister. But I also read around about the same time that she was the leader of one of the coalition group. And so question for clarification, if Cardinal can help there. Are there more than two parties involved in this coalition? And is Meloni actually the elected prime minister, or is it decision to be made at another date and time?
No, she is the leader. She has gotten the support. Her party, which is a fascist party, has gotten to the support of other parties to form the government. So practically, you got to say, I think she's got the support of two of the other parties to form the government. So you've got to say that in order to support her, they got to support her fascism if they're gonna form a coalition with her as the head of that coalition. The matter has been done. She is the prime minister of Italy right now. Everything has been done, including it's all over, including the shouting. It's done. It's sealed. It's delivered. Giorgia Meloni is the prime minister of Italy. And I know a lot of people going to run around and say, oh, look at Italy. They're moving forward. They elected a female prime minister. Don't get caught up with that thing. I would let people know. The fact that she's a woman does not change the fact that she's a fascist. and she is of the order of people like Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis. I'm just trying to people to begin to entertain the idea that there's an entire orchard out there that has trees which bear toxic fruit, and there is no point in talking about one fruit.
Thank you, Cardinal. I have to, you know, appreciate very much your description, orchards, the trees, and the toxic fruit, because we do see that very, very clearly growing and blossoming and bearing fruit here in the United States, where there are some TV and political leaders who openly congratulate and show support for this type of fascistic behavior that we are now witnessing taking place in Italy. Thanks for your clarification, and I appreciate the commentary. Thank you.
Durell traitors, and them are all high in society. Yet the government protecting all of them and penalizing you and me. And in a million different ways they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. They're selling black market, making excess profit, paying a starvation salary. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery. They say you have the right to criticize, but then you are victimized, and without any reason. Many a time you find yourself politically paralyzed by that same good citizen. Yet these fakes and phonies enjoy a long life of luxury, where they spread corruption throughout the country. When they should be arrested, they're protected and respected in the society. And in a million different ways, they violate the law. It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. With a false declaration, tax evasion, defrauding customs duty. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery. Lust and greed and fraud and strife, they specialize. Double deals, they idolize. If you're brave enough to open your mouth and criticize, one time you are ostracized and or victimized. Still they go unpunished and unaccused of any crime, while on the backs of the ordinary man these vultures climb. They use the riches and the power, make a mockery of the law, and have the law protect them. Same time,
in a million different ways they violate the law.
It's the same good, no good bastards who oppress the poor. They control and bootlegging, dope peddling, prostitution and piracy. These good citizens are the architects of economic slavery.
Lynette, whoa, not, oh no, the bow wow is not for you. the Attorney General of St. Kitts and Nevis visited Nevis. The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Education visited Nevis. And some are up in arms with that news. Dr. Drew is shuffling civilians. Some are resigning. Teachers
seeking out what is happening on St. Kitts. First of all, right or wrong for the Attorney General of St. Kitts and Nevis to go on Nevis? Same for the Deputy Prime Minister.
He's shuffling civil servants, not civilians.
Civil servants, yes.
Okay.
I stand
okay.
for what I said. It's so.
And to correct you, I am not in the doghouse. I will never be in the doghouse.
No, no, I was
so
not for you.
No. Okay,
make it
clear.
I heard the voice. The guy who's in the doghouse, I heard his voice. He's somewhere in the Virgin Islands.
Okay, good. I just trying to make that one clear.
Kathleen?
Anyway, that is something we see with every new government that comes in. They change out all the permanent secretaries, and so it's, to me, it's the norm.
No. Give me that again. The permanent secretary, is that a politically appointed position?
Yes, it is.
Well, I'm just saying.
Government that comes in, they always change those people, because remember that the permanent secretary sits in for the minister all the time.
Okay.
But he has to be traveling. He's the one
just for the listeners and for myself, you know.
Since I know myself on the earth here a very long time, this has been happening. So
why people are making noise and saying that this?
I don't know. It's nothing new to me.
Oh, okay.
It has happened.
So should the Attorney General visit Nevis, or he's only supposed to be in St. Kitts?
If he's the Attorney General of St. Kitts Nevis, then he can be anywhere, as far as I see. He should be able to be anywhere.
For making laws and stuff like that, whatever laws he makes, it's going to affect Nevis. So I don't see anything wrong in him collaborating with the legal department over in Nevis. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I prefer you come over and speak with me that you make some law and I ain't agree with it. I don't know. That's me. That's how I see it.
What about the Minister of Education? Does that have rights on Nevis?
To collaborate, because whatever policies are made, they will affect Nevis. They should collaborate.
Okay.
It does not matter which government is in.
So,
I don't care whichever government.
They should
collaborate with Nevis Minister of Education, and the Education Department over there should be involved in every aspect.
We're going full speed ahead. Should the government of St. Kitts and Nevis strive to become a republic? I'm just asking questions for the folks. They say they want to know.
Yes, we should. I don't know what's the difference, really. I don't know if you make a difference, but...
So you don't want him to swear allegiance to the Queen or no to the King or his and successors? Yeah. Colonel, got it. Colonel.
Okay.
Boston.
Yes.
Boston. You see what came along to that one there? Ah.
Yeah. But...
I just have to laugh.
Oh, you laugh. Caught.
Trouble me.
You're caught, Lynette.
I'm caught behind?
I'm just caught in front.
I was not caught because you didn't give me a chance to answer, you know.
Oh, you answered.
I called the ball. I left the ball. It went flying outside the house somewhere down south. And you make the call. I'm ready for the umpire now. Umpire, come in.
Okay, well, I'll wait until tomorrow.
Okay.
The heavyweight at 6 o'clock until 9. They will take this up. At 6 tomorrow on the cricket show.
Cardinal is the umpire. Umpire, come in. Because he didn't give me a chance to answer the question. I only laugh.
I don't care. I find what I'm looking for. I stop looking. No, I was told if you found what you're looking for, you must stop looking. I got the answer.
Without giving the person a time to answer the question.
You said done away with the Queen. Go become Republican. Done away
who
with the King.
That? Okay.
Oh,
you're making a statement. Okay. Go ahead, make your statement.
No, you said Cardinal.
I'm gonna answer the question this way. The fact that a group of people have decided that they want to become a republic and have documented it on a paper does not mean that they have transferred themselves into republic. You see, I spoke earlier this morning about how the United States created this treaty with the Winnebago people in Wisconsin and coerced them into giving up their land and then create the treaty that saying they have such a wonderful relationship. You know, the republic as a document does not have anything to do with the people's mindset in terms of their republic. Republic comes from the word, from two Latin words, the res, which is the thing, and publica, which is means people. So the republic means that the state is the property or the thing of the people. Now, the republicanism is a radical idea, very radical idea, because it's a rebellion against the idea that the state belongs to the aristocracy. But if we look at the idea that the state belongs to the aristocracy is an old European idea, the idea of the ancien regime, the old order. Now you look at the United States and you see people calling themselves Republican and at the same time calling themselves conservatives. That is an oxymoron, because conservative ideology is based on the idea that the state is the property of the aristocracy. Republicanism is based on the idea, is a rebellion against that, and it's based on the idea that the state is the property of the people, all the masses of the people. And that is why when you read your Bible, you see when Jesus was challenging the Roman occupation of Palestine, they criticized him. Those in Palestine who were siding with the Romans were criticizing him, saying, look at him. Watch him over there. He's sitting down over there hanging out with Republicans and sinners. You understand? So I got these people fooling I all the time, tell you they're my Republicans, and you call them Republicans. But they don't believe in the idea of the state being the property of the people. They are fascists.
No, Republicans are being
they are committed to the idea of the state belonging to the aristocracy. And what they're trying to do is to make the aristocracy smaller and smaller.
And they were going to the
economic
channel.
They use political ideology, economic ideology, religious ideology, and education to do it. And we can't
feed and
let them do it.
I sorry we didn't have enough time to go to this. Republicans in America is different from being a republic. I think you remind me of what you're saying there now. You see a sign on a storefront marked cricket, the cricket shop. And when you go inside,
right,
it's telephone. They say, it has nothing to do with the sport cricket. So Republicans in America have nothing with thinking, saying they're trying to become a republic. I don't see the two tying in right there. But Phil had something to say on that, you know.
I think I said what I had to say already. You know, I believe in prayer. I have seen prayer work in my life. Huh? Prayer is a wonderful, powerful thing. God, Jesus Christ, the greatest teacher, the greatest, the God, part of the Godhead, said, pray without ceasing. Dr. Naramo of Christian Foundation from California says, when he was alive, he said, I shoot up prayers all the day when I'm walking to the foundation. I shoot up prayers all the time. And that's why he lives his such a successful person, I believe. Because he lived to be 99 like Billy Graham. And he's not as popular as Jim Dobson, but he's a Christian psychologist and so on. But he is the one who encouraged Jim Dobson to start his Christian psychology. No.
Okay.
I'm saying that we have to pray, keep praying, praying all the time, as often as we can. Yeah. That's
okay.
All I have to say.
Okay, we heard that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kathleen, what did you say again?
Brother, the dog complaining?
It looks like the dog is satisfied to be in the dog house. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, when the dog got to be satisfied, that's just his house. But when the when a sheep is satisfied to be in the dog house and the dog is not complaining, and the sheep is not complaining, which means the dog and the sheep, got something that they should be, that the rest of us should be envious. The dog and the sheep have something that the rest of us should be envious about. The dog and the sheep have communion. They have harmony because they're not disturbing each other. Even though the sheep is
so
in the dog.
What about when they're howling? What about they're howling?
When you guys know dog language to know what the howling is about. You know dog language?
Oh, that's what I asked you.
I'm asking you if you know dog language.
No.
You don't know dog language? Me and dog language either, but I don't know if that's so. I don't know what the dog is saying when the dog is hungry. Because somebody who knows dog language.
I want Kathleen to call in and tell me.
Oh, Kathleen, no dog language?
I want to ask you if you know.
You want to ask her if you know dog language?
Kathleen didn't know who in the dog house. I didn't know that because me and I went in the dog house. Kathleen, I didn't hear any cock crying today. I hear dogs howling now. What's going on?
That's either dog. That thing you just hear howling there.
You hear the what?
You know, Ivor. You want me to ask Ivor on it? If you don't know what that means.
Comic relief. That's why it's called comic relief.
Well, that dog sounds like he's in the distress. What's going on?
Oh, he's only in distress.
Oh, my.
That's right, the thing right there.
I'm going to have to call animal protection for you guys.
I heard somebody say they happened to be in the dog house. I heard that. And all of us would make it in the dog. That's good enough. Man, this is the Saturday morning entertainment. Oh, forgive me, I'm crying. What is all in my eyes? This was an army joke. Because they said, I'm happy to be in the dog house. This is my member guy who said, oh, it's okay for me to be in the lion's den. Just don't put the lion in the den with me.
So if the dog is happy to be in the house, why is it wailing like that?
I don't know.
Ask Kathleen. What do you ask Kathleen?
No, you know what this man here?
How can you forget my birthday?
okay for you, Ivor. It is okay for Ivor to forget his birthday. But God, I... Man, I'm telling you, the entertainment show, like Don David said, is the best by far, in a way. But folks...
Anyway, I just want to tell Cardinal that that word he called, he said the ladies up in Italy, that's a harsh word, especially when you look it up in all the islands.
She what?
It's a hard word.
Then I forget.
For the Italy. That's a hard word.
Yeah.
I'm Miss Summer, what you said, didn't it?
That might be coming.
Okay, I was not breaking up to me.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Okay, I was
coming. Strong feedback coming in there. I don't know if
it's me.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, you know, coming to.
Yeah, because I mute and I mute me and it's still happening, so.
Yeah.
It's
me.
Cardinal. No, it comes from Cardinal. I just muted Cardinal and it stopped.
Yes, it's clear now.
Yeah, it was. So you have some interference there. But anyway, folks, we have 7 minutes away from ending this wonderful Saturday morning entertainment show. And again, like I said, tomorrow at 6 in the p.m., we're going to have the heavyweights come in with Cricket, Lovely Cricket. And I always say, in all of North America, it's the only show in town to bring you cricket on a Sunday evening. To tell you all of the happenings internationally, regionally, and locally. So, stay tuned tomorrow, 515-605-9850. That's the number you call to get in. Or you can get in on the World Wide Web, blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow. Quite a while, and Lynette went to England. She have your gift. I don't know when she's going to come here to bring it to give you. She brought back something from England for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's my answer.
I appreciate that your gesture toward me here, Lynette. I very much...
Phil,
yes, dear.
That he did not look for you when I was gone.
What's that?
I said I was just concerned that he did not look out for you when I was gone.
That I'm not in. I'm not in very well nowadays. I'm getting old.
Phil, say you have to feel around for everything now. You don't see very well. You have to feel everything. You feel up.
No,
feel down,
I can see clearly to read. I have glasses.
Oh, okay.
But the hearing part on the phone, especially, I don't get all the words so well.
Lynette, you have to speak slowly. I know.
Tell him to put his phone on speaker.
Yeah,
well,
other people is around, so maybe you don't want to just, you know, just have it broadcasting all over the room there.
Yeah.
Well, Lynette, that simply means you can't whisper anything to Phil anymore.
Yeah.
Just whisper in the morning.
I play a song here for you just before we end here. A piece of it. Just a piece of it.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you.
After all right, David, I look to you. After all been said and done, oh man, I look to you. Whitney Houston, the late great Whitney Houston. Well, folks, we're going to be getting out of here. Yes, and we're coming very, very close to the end of the Saturday morning entertainment show. The first for the month of October. It's going to be a big month, Cardinal month. And we're going to be here for the duration. So, folks, we stick and stay. The only thing, they pick the best month to put the ugliest activities. You know what that is, Lynette?
You don't know what?
Oh, come on, man. You should know. What happened in October?
You mean Halloween?
Oh, yes. They're ugly. they couldn't they put that in July. Nope. But anyway, let's go ahead and close it out, Cardinal. Cardinal. Oh, wait. Cardinal was...
You're muting him.
Yeah,
something. Yeah. You guys can hear me clearly now.
No, you have some. But go ahead. Say goodbye.
Okay. Well, yes, it was a fun Saturday, starting out on the 1st of October. You know, October is a month because of the number of wonderful people who celebrating birthdays and other events in this month. So it'll take you a little while to catch on to, but like Ivor, find it a little bit difficult to dance to the music of October. Well, dance to the music of October, but then when he finished dancing, he can't remember how good the music was. And supporters have a great week. And we'll be back here next Saturday to submit you a bit of our entertainment Caribbean Evil Voices. Until then, have a wonderful
day. All right. Leonard, send us home. And remember, Donna came through and Murchis came through. Phil came through. Dennis came through. Heard from Leon. Text. And I heard from Captain. So send us home in a minute, Leonard.
Yeah, well, it was a lovely show. Enjoyed it. Been with you from the beginning. Nice to hear Phil and also Dennis. And I enjoy every aspect of it. Had a good commentary. And you guys have a wonderful week next week. But it's a new month. That's my dad's month as well. So we look to see what the new month will bring.
Okay, and a special hi and hello to John. And
thank you.
Welcome. Band and time, 10:45 in the a.m. So, folks, until next week, we ask that you be good. If you can be good, be careful. Again, we pray for the folks who are in the wrath and the path of Hurricane Ian, and hopefully that will die out soon. And for whatever it is, God is at work. Let us not complain. Let us be thankful. Let us be glad and rejoice in this world. But, folks, tomorrow on the cricket show. Oh.